Have you ever asked God to speak to you in a dream? In the following short testimony, this woman did exactly that. She asked God to speak to her in a dream, and the Lord answered. Then she prayed something else. She asked God to give her husband a dream too. And guess what? He did. What God showed both of them through their dreams ended up being the confirmation they needed and ended up changing the trajectory of their lives in a very powerful way.
Hi, I'm Linda Bryant, and I had some basic workshop teaching on dreams, and I went home and I started saying to God, give me a dream, Lord, I want a dream. My husband invited me to do something with him in business, and that was the first time, so I really took notice of it. And that night I went to bed and I said, Lord, give me a dream. And he did, and he gave me a dream, and I very clearly woke up having seen robbers standing at my door and trying to steal what already belonged to me. Very shortly after that, my husband was doing our finances, and he said, no, we're not going to go to that business conference together. And I knew that that's what the dream pertained to. And I told him about it, and he didn't respond. So I gave him a couple weeks to pray about it and hear from God. He didn't respond. So one night I said to God, would you give him a dream? And God very sweetly did. And we went to that conference, and it led to 10 years of ministry together. And dreams are important. God can use them.
This is one of the reasons why biblical dream interpretation is such a meaningful form of outreach at Dare to Believe Ministries. Throughout the Bible, we see God using dreams to speak to his people, and we still see him doing that today. Over and over again, we are reminded of how personal and intentional he is in the way that he communicates. God hears our prayers. He knows exactly what we need, and when we seek him with all of our hearts, he loves to respond, especially while we sleep. We absolutely love testimonies like this because they remind us that God is still speaking and he's inviting us to listen as we sleep.